Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, greetings, dear friend, and welcome to this Friday edition of the Sounds of Faith radio broadcast. We welcome you and we greet you in the name which is above every name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you so much for allowing us to have this privilege today to be a part of your day and you a part of ours here on this broadcast Friday. Friday. And we're just excited about the music we've got going on here. I believe that it'll bless your heart, and then I believe that the Word of God will always speak to our hearts, and sometimes it may not. Sometimes it may taste like medicine, amen. Other times it may taste like honeycomb, amen. But I tell you, it'll help you, it'll help us all, and we'll get right into music. Here's one from the Gospel Hymn Boys, we'll pick a number. It says, fell in love with Jesus, amen. Amen, yeah.
My heart was blinded by my ego, and my pride held me in the pew. Afraid of what people were thinking, and ashamed of all that I'd been through. A conviction overtook my ego, and faith opened up my eyes to see. And mercy overlooked my failures, and then I fell down on my knees. And there I fell in love with Jesus. It was there He saved my sin-sick soul. My sinful past He has forgotten, and now my heart is pure and whole. And through the years I recall how He spared another day, when far out in sin I was drifting farther away. But by the ending of the message, my heart had been broken by His love. All my prideful intentions seemed to vanish when He spoke about God's love. And there I fell in love with Jesus. It was there He saved my sin-sick soul. My sinful past He has forgotten, and now my heart is pure and whole. It was there He saved my sin-sick soul. My sinful past He has forgotten, and now my heart is pure and whole. And now my heart is pure and whole.
Oh, yes. I fell in love with Jesus. Amen. Some say that revival is falling in love with Jesus all over again. And I can't disagree with that at all. Amen. I'm glad that I fell in love with Jesus one day, but I'm glad he loved me first, right? We love him because he first loved me. Amen. According to the scripture. And thank God for that good picking number from the gospel hymn boys. Well, we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. Now, before that, there's one more night of Jubilee tonight here on the property of Faith Baptist Church, the Crossroads Rescue Missions Jubilee. Been going on all week, and tonight we wrap up the week with Brother Mark Stroud from the Wahoo Baptist Church in Georgia. Amen. And then I don't know which one to preach first, but then Brother Cody Zorn from Rockwell, North Carolina, Bible Missionary Baptist Church, pastor there. And they'll be preaching in the night service because they have a good singing. I think the Rochesters from Blacksburg and Gaffney area will be singing, I think, tonight. And so come on by and pay us a visit here at the Jubilee. It starts at 7 o'clock. And then this coming Lord's Day, we will be having services here at Faith Baptist Church. And we will have Sunday school at 10 o'clock and 11 is worship, 6 in the evening service. And next Wednesday night be at 7 o'clock here at the Faith Baptist Church. Come on by. We're about 5 miles south of Shelby, down 18 Highway, and which is Lafayette Street for you locals. And we're right on the corner of South 18 and South Post Road, which is Highway 180, only 2 miles or so from the South Carolina state line. We invite you to come and pay us a visit. Amen. Well, here's a good choir number. Hope you enjoy this one. Hey, God is he stood the test of time. Amen. Amen. the God of all mountains, amen, and the valleys too, amen. Great job there from the adult choir under the leadership of our youngest son, Spencer. Amen. Doing a great job with the choir. Amen. All right. Well, in our truth for the day, we'll take one out of the book of Mark. Mark chapter number 10, verse 44. The verse says here, "And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all." You know, not many people are aspiring to that position of a true servant. You know, not a true servant to mankind or to our Maker. Most of us, you know, we become slaves to, most of us become slaves to goals without God. You know, there's no, if it's not God's will, it's not God's purpose, then we'll be slaves to our own selfish goals. Oh, aspire to be a servant of the Most High God. Amen. Well, we're fixing to pray, and I invite you to take a moment if you can and pray with us and pray for us. We'd appreciate it so much. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you today for your goodness to us, and thank you for the privilege and opportunity we have to minister behind the mic again today, and looking forward to the goodness of God here again in the rest of the music and then in the preached word of God. We're excited about the Lord's Day coming up, and of course the Jubilee tonight. And Father, I pray today that you just, God, bless in both, and I pray, God, your will be done in every heart and life. And Lord, touch the preachers, touch those who are singing, that I pray, God, your will be done in every heart and every life today. Now, Lord, I pray that you'd forgive us. I pray that you'll accept our thanks. And I pray that you hear our prayer. And I pray, God, today for these who are listening today, that as they pray with us and maybe even pray for us, we thank you for that. I pray, God, that you'll give them a speedy answer to their petition, if that would be your blessed will. We thank you again for Jesus and for the salvation that we have through his blood. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, we're going to hear one more today. We've heard several this week from Right Side. We're going to hear one. I don't know that I've ever played this one. At least I can't get it in my mind anyway. But I'm sure it'll be a blessing. I'm sure it'll be a help. It's, you know, I got it in my mind because we got that first song talking about falling in love with Jesus. This song is entitled The Father's Love. Amen. Hope it'll bless you.
It's not what I done to deserve God's only Son, suffer, bleed, and die upon the tree. But it was the Father's will for him to walk along the hill, pay the price so I could be set free. It was love, the Father's love, that brought me back to him. Without him I could never make it in. To redeem fallen man, God had a perfect plan. Son would die to show Father's love. Walking through this dying world gets harder every day. We take a step through faith in Christ alone. And we take the Father's plan. We tell our fellow man the only joy is knowing the Father's love.
It was love, the Father's love, that brought me back to Him. Without Him I could never make it in. To redeem fallen man, God had a perfect plan. Son would die to show the Father's love. To redeem fallen man, God had a perfect plan. Son would die to show the Father's love. Son would die to show the Father's love.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one now. Amen. That's a good one. It's just not long enough. Amen. The Father's love. Amen. All right. Well, here's one more from the adult choir. Amen. Let's hear this. And I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. You've heard it many times, but I tell you, just continually blesses my heart to realize that God will save an old sinner like me. And boy, that's all I am, is just a sinner saved by grace. Amen. I believe it'll bless you. Oh, yes, thank you, dear Lord.
Above and wrong.
Great, great, great. Thank you, choir. Great job singing all this week and all the good music. We thank God for it, and I pray that it was a blessing unto our soul and an encouragement to our heart. Amen. But today is back in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3. We'll conclude these the rest of the 17 verses here. There's 17 verses that make up this chapter of Paul's second writing to young Timothy. And we've already seen in verses 1 through 9 perilous times at hand. And they're identified, they're classified, they're characterized in those verses. And we should not be overwhelmed, or we should not be surprised at the worsening of these characteristics, and because the Bible makes it plain that seducers and those will wax worse and worse. But then in verses 10 through 13, we noticed precious truth to hold. And we noticed that how Paul uses his own personal experiences to display the truth, the doctrine that he was bringing about and preaching and encouraging young Timothy with here in verses 10 through 13. But today, let me read the last four verses of the chapter, and we'll look at the personal track to heed. There's a way that we should go. And notice what Paul says here in verse number 14, but to continue, thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I want you to notice a few things here. In these verses, verse 14 starts off with a couple words there. It says, but continue. In other words, yes, they're going to be evil men and seducers. Yes, there's going to be perverts. Yes, they're going to be those that have the form of godliness but deny the power of. Yes, Timothy, they're going to be those that oppose the truth. Yes, there's going to be those that try to change the truth. But you continue. You continue in the things which thou hast learned. If I can say anything to you, dear friend, today, to hear the Sounds of Faith broadcast, yes, there's going to be trouble in your life. Yes, there's going to be people that don't understand the faith that you have in Christ. Yes, there'll be people that will not understand the walk of faith that you display in your life. But let me tell you something, friend. But continue. Thou in the things which thou hast learned. And not just learned, but hey, we've been assured of them, friend. Hey, I didn't just learn them, but I've been convinced, amen. I have seen the truth work. I have seen the doctrine of God work in my own life and the lives of those around me. But notice here, it says, continue there. Oh, listen, that. Hey, praise God, I'm glad. If you're continuing, that means you're remaining. That means you're staying. Listen, I'm not trying to recover. I'm just trying to remain. Hey, I'm not trying to recover from anything. I'm trying to remain faithful to the doctrine that I've learned. And Paul puts it in a very simple way. The things which thou hast learned. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. Now, there's been some debate on what those things were, but most Bible scholars believe that the things which thou hast learned were talking about though that oral instruction that Paul had given them, had given Timothy in the Holy Scripture. You know, that what you've learned, not just from him, but even from his mother. Eunice, and his grandmother, Lois. He mentions them in other places. And the instruction that, listen, we owe it to God to stand true to the truth. Hey, we owe it to God to take up this personal track to heed. But we owe it to those people that's invested in our lives. Timothy had people invested in his life. I've got people who've invested in my life. And I've got folks in my life that I've invested in. And we're encouraging them to remain and continue in the things which thou hast learned. Oh, friend, today, all that describes, the true, doctrine. That doctrine for doctrine. Oh, listen to me, friend. It describes to us the unique character of Scripture. It is not only written by men, but it is authorized and authored by God Himself. You see, when men change the Bible, they're not just changing something that man wrote. This is what God wrote. And really, if you really want to get technical about it, ain't nobody can really change the Word of God because they can't reach it. They can't reach it. What do you mean, Brother Johnny? Well, the Bible says it's forever settled in heaven. It's in heaven. It's settled. It's sealed in heaven, friend. And they may change some words on the page, but they ain't going to change the Word of God. It's set in heaven forever. But notice what it says, but all Scripture is given. All Scripture is given. All of it. Every jot, every tittle, every cross of every T, every dot of every I, every word in the King James Bible is preserved. It is preserved for us today. I believe that. Hey, if I didn't believe that, I'd close up my Bible and I'd get me a job somewhere doing something else and not look back. But I believe that it is the infallible Word of God. And Lord, I tell you, the track we need to be on is a track of truth. It's a track of, it's a continuance. There's a course that's been set from the time we were a child. The Scripture is given in verse 16. Why is that? Why is it given, Brother John? Why is it so important that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works? Listen to me very carefully. There are perilous times at hand. There's precious truth to hold, but there's a personal track that God's got you on, a trail of sorts, and God's put us on, and He doesn't expect. He makes a statement in the passage of Scripture: Will God find faith on the earth when He comes? I pray that we'll be found faithful to the call of God, faithful to the truth of God, faithful to the old-time religion that has brought us thus far. May God help us. Don't forget about Jubilee tonight and the services on the Lord's Day. Of course, we'll be back with you, Lord willing, on Monday. God being willing. Until then, God bless you and keep listening for the Sounds of Faith.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for the Sounds of Faith.